The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to the Life Tips Show, everyone. I'm here with Martin Zucker, the author of Earthing, the most important healthcare discovery ever. Martin, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, my pleasure, Byron.
This is just a fascinating topic. So maybe you could bring us into the whole concept of earthing as we are going to learn today. What is earthing? How did you come up with this concept for a book? And tell us a little bit about it.
Earthing is a simple and beautiful concept that introduces people to the planet they live on, and that is specifically that the earth beneath our feet has wonderful, powerful, remarkable healing properties. Throughout history, humans have walked barefoot on the earth, we've slept on the earth, we've sat on the earth, but in modern times, we've become separated from the earth. We wear insulative shoes, we work and live in high-rise buildings, so we're separated from this energy that's omnipresent on the surface of the earth.
Now, this is quite fascinating, and I want to bring to light some of the scientific evidence that you have that we're seeing sort of a physiological sort of shift here that is concerning to you. And can you enlighten us with some scientific evidence of the problem we're now experiencing?
What I and my co-authors have discovered is that, and this discovery goes back about 12 years ago. It was a gentleman who was a pioneer in the cable television industry made the discovery that people were walking around and living with insulated shoes, and they really separating themselves from the ground. And he then funded a number of scientific studies that shows when we are in contact with the earth, that is barefoot contact with the earth, or sleeping or working indoors on conductive systems that bring the energy from the earth inside where you live and work, that wonderful things happen. For instance, there's a reduction of inflammation. There's a reduction of chronic pain. Sleep is improved. Energy is improved. Stress is lowered. The body's biological rhythms are improved. So there's a lot of wonderful things that happen as a result of being in direct physical contact with the earth.
Interesting. I can't help but think of camping as probably, you know, the times in my life where I've been closest to the earth for an extended period of time. Did you study any correlation between, you know, people that camp a lot or, you know, have hiked the Appalachian Trail or something, and the health benefit thereof?
Well, Byron, I think I would stop you in your tracks, so to speak, and suggest that when people are doing that, for the most part, they're wearing shoes. And the shoes that we wear today in modern society are made of rubber and plastic soles, and those are totally insulating. They don't allow this energy to come up into the body. Now, this energy that's omnipresent on the surface of the earth is very subtle, it's very gentle, and it's an electric field. And when we make the direct barefoot contact with the earth, this energy comes up to the soles of the feet and goes into the body, and it restores our natural electrical system in a state in our body. And keep in mind that the body works electrically. All the cells in your body, your heart, your brain, your nervous system, your immune system, they're all triggered and energized by electrons, by this subtle electric field. And when we're separated from it, our research suggests that the body doesn't function as well. When you reconnect with the earth, your body functions at a more optimal basis. And the research that has been done to this point, that there's about a dozen studies at this point, suggests significant improvements in health, improvements in sleep, reduction in pain, things that really concern people all over. These are major issues for many people.
Mm-hmm. Now, you could make a case that those that spend quite a bit of time on the beach perhaps are in tune more with earthing as its own kind. Is that true, or is the sand somehow deferring the energy source?
No, that's a good point that you bring up, Byron. And many people will, when they're walking along the surf there, along the edge of the sand there, where the water is and the soil is moist, they may feel a little tingling in their feet or in their legs, or feel a sensation of warmth. This is what they're feeling, is that energy from the earth. And they may feel it also when they're walking on wet grass. In the morning, you go out on a lawn or on a park, and you're walking on wet grass. You may feel that same tingling or warmth in your legs too, and that is the earth's this natural, gentle, pulsating electric energy of the earth that you're feeling. And we call it vitamin G, just like the sun provides vitamin D. The earth provides us with another essential ingredient. We call it vitamin G, G for ground. And we talk all about this in our book, Earthing.
Fantastic. I wanted to ask about earthquakes and how they fit in to earthing as a whole. And certainly, you certainly feel the energy of the earth when you're around and or near an earthquake. But is there an actual expanded energy source? Could you explain that a little bit?
No, there's no connection. One is a physical upheaval, so to speak, down in you know, below the surface of the earth. What I'm talking about here, earthing, is the surface natural subtle energy, electric energy of the earth, and earthing is the discovery of great health benefits that result when people make contact with this energy by walking barefoot outside, as humans have done throughout history, or sitting, working, or sleeping indoors, connected to these conductive products, such as a mat that you would have at your computer desk. You have a mat on the floor and you put your bare feet on it, or you sleep on a sheet in your bed that has silver, conductive silver filaments in it, and it's connected by a cord to the ground port of a properly grounded wall outlet or to a ground rod outside. And this is what people have been doing now for 10 or 12 years, and they're getting extraordinary results. I mean, from kids to athletes to people with chronic illnesses, the results are amazing just by reconnecting to Mother Earth.
Interesting. Now, from a scientific perspective, what I'm understanding from your book is that the body's sort of absorbing these negatively charged free electrons, basically. Can that be measured? Can you actually put a charger up to yourself and see the negatively charged free electron volume increase when you're touching the earth with your feet?
Not really. Nobody has really seen an electron. I mean, the electrons are so small, they don't know if it's a particle or a wave. But we hypothesize that every second that your foot is in barefoot's in contact with the Earth or one of these systems, you're getting quadrillions of these electrons coming into your body, and what they're doing is that they're restoring your body's natural electrical state. And it's interesting what their effect on inflammation. Chronic inflammation is the result of free radicals. Free radicals are molecular fragments that are looking for electrons in the body, and they take electrons out of viruses and bacteria and damaged tissue, and that helps with the healing process. But if they don't find enough electrons present in the body, then they'll take them out of healthy tissue. And the free radical concept, the free radical theory is the most widely accepted theory today in science as to why we have chronic illnesses and why we age prematurely. So when you refill your tank, your electron tank, so to speak, by connecting with the Earth, and you're getting all these zillions of electrons coming up into your body, you're able to snuff out this process, this free electron inflammatory process that's the cause of so many modern illnesses.
The list of people in the book and the buzz happening is really quite outstanding. There's a quote from Dr. John Gray, PhD, of "Men are from Mars, Women are from Venus." I love that book, actually. Earthing connects us to nature, and nature is the ultimate source of healing and health. This book is a manual for one of nature's greatest healing secrets. I want to get back a little bit after the break here with some secrets to this and some more evidence that you've discovered. There's some really compelling evidence here, but let's take a quick break, everyone. Back in just a minute with Martin Zucker, author of Earthing. Back in just a second, everybody.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Two, one, boost to ignition.
Ascend into new heights of ranking and revenue with a search engine friendly online shopping cart that's ready for liftoff. Introducing Ascender Cart. Ascender Cart optimizes your shopping cart with easy-to-use SEO tools that will help build keywords, titles, and tags for top search engine rankings. Get all of the advantages of having a shopping cart on your site and monitor your progress with regular reports in just a click. Prepare to launch your shopping cart to the top of the search engines with Ascender Cart. Learn more about what Ascender Cart can do for you at AscenderCart.com. AscenderCart.com.
SEO is like a roulette wheel, hoping that you put in the right meta tags and keywords on your page so that your site lands on the top spot. Don't just take the gamble, go with the sure thing. The premier business-to-business on-air and on-demand podcast network, webmasterradio.fm. We can place the right keywords and messages from a 30-second spot to a 30-minute monthly special. Plus, we give you the banner ads, links, and placement to bring you more traffic from not just search marketing pros listening to our SEO channel, but from all of our listeners and podcasters searching for you. Contact sales at webmasterradio.fm for a consultation today.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
CEO Coach, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Back with you, Martin. Thanks for being a guest on our show today.
Sure, my pleasure to be with you.
The challenge is really all about education here, Martin, and turning, you know, browsers of this subject into believers. And of course, and that will help if they become buyers of your book as well. But throughout your extensive research on this topic, how has it changed your lifestyle and approach? And what have the effects of that been?
I'm a health writer by profession. I've been doing this for 35 years, and I've written about so many aspects of health. This is the most exciting thing I've ever come across in my many years in my profession. And the thing that's so exciting about it is that it's nothing more than the earth. It's the earth outside my window. It's the earth beneath your feet. And the earth beneath your feet, Byron, and my feet here, is that it's the same. It has the same surface energy. And this energy is healing. And when I look out my window and I look at my garden, I kind of like laugh giddily because it's a treatment table out there. It's a anti-inflammatory. It's a stress buster. It's a blood thinner. It's a blood pressure normalizer. It's a hormonal regulator. It's a sleeping aid. It's an energizer. It's a jet lag diffuser. It's a healing accelerator. I mean, it's amazing. Mother Earth has a great treasure for us, and all we have to do is get in contact, direct contact with the Earth.
Now, is it possible to contact the Earth without standing directly on it?
Yes. Clint Olbert is the gentleman I mentioned a moment ago, who's a pioneer in cable television industry, who made the discovery that there's huge health benefits connected to being in contact with the Earth. And he, over the years, has developed some sleep systems, conductive sheets for the bed, floor mat that you can use at your computer desk, body bands that you can put around your wrist or your ankle or your waist, and you can connect these either with a ground rod, with a cord, either with a ground rod outside, placed in the earth outside, or into a properly grounded port in your wall outlet. So there's ways that people can bring essentially this healing energy of the earth from the outside into their homes and offices.
And I want to explain to you, I explain to the readers how you could actually get your bed, let's suggest, grounded and wired to the earth's energy. Is that possible? And if so, how?
Yeah. First of all, we say that people really should read the book, Earthing, the Most Important Health Discovery Ever. It tells the whole story. It tells all the details. It tells how this was discovered. And it explains the science. And there is a lot of science here, and there's going to be even more coming out this year. So we really recommend people read the book first, and we also recommend they go to our website, which is earthinginstitute.net. We have our scientific studies up there. We have a lot of FAQs there, a lot of information there.
So to answer that question, though, it is possible to wire your bed and get grounded and get sourced, earth sourced, if you will, while you sleep. Yeah,
absolutely, Byron. And you Great. Can there are sheets and pads that people can purchase for their beds. These are products that Clint Olbert has developed as a result of doing his scientific studies. And then when people would experience the results, the benefits, they would ask him, can you make this for me? And so over the years, he's refined these systems, and they can be placed on the bed. They can be placed under your, you know, at your feet. They can be placed on your desk, around your ankle, around your wrist. So there's a lot of different systems that are simple and can be used in this way to bring the earth's energy inside to your home or office.
I understand that you conducted quite an unusual experiment with earthing in your living room in 2008. Could you explain a little bit about that? Could you describe that?
that wasn't me that did it. That was Dr. Steve Sinatra.
I see.
Right. And he's the co-author of our book. Steven Sinatra, MD, is a integrative cardiologist in Connecticut, and he's been a cardiologist for almost 40 years. He regards earthing as the most exciting health breakthrough in his 40 years of practice. And what he did in his living room, so a couple of years ago, he brought in about 13 people, friends of his, who were doctors or nurses or lawyers, or they were all professionals. And what he did is that he took a drop of their blood before they were grounded, and they looked at the blood under a dark field microscope. And this gives you a live reading of how of the blood's of viscosity and the movement of the cells. And then everybody was then grounded. They were all connected to the earth with a ground rod, and then bands that were placed around their wrists or their ankles, or they have put their bare feet on these mats that I described to you for 40 minutes. And then they took a drop of blood again, looked at them under the microscope, and found that the viscosity, that is the thickness of the blood, had improved dramatically. So this, and then a follow-up, this little informal study inspired a formal study that showed that earthing thins the blood, improves the electrical charge on red blood cells so that they repel each other and prevent clumping. This is a preliminary finding. It needs to be verified with additional research, but it's very, very exciting.
Does the energy level increase or decrease the closer you get to the earth center?
We don't know that question. All we know is the answer to that. All we know is that the energy on the surface of the earth is extraordinarily healing. And this is the energy that we're concerned with, not with what's down hundreds of miles in the earth. We're concerned with this surface energy that's available to everybody who lives on the planet.
And from what you've understand thus far, there aren't any variations in the level of energy, whether it be...
Energy.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the energy, Byron, is more in line with stronger during the day to support your daily activities, and calmer, lower at night to support sleep. There's a amplitude of fluctuation in this natural, gentle, think of it as hills and dales, a little roll, like rolling hills, and it goes up in the day and goes down in lower at night, and it's very gentle energy. It's an electrical field.
Very interesting. And by the way, I just bought a pair of Earth shoes, which are probably tarnishing the image and brand of earthing. Would you agree?
I don't understand that.
I bought a pair of Earth shoes. I'm not sure if you ever heard of them. They're starting to make them again. They have a higher base around the toe of the shoe, so they change the slope of your walk. They're called Earth shoes, but they're of course on traditional rubber soles. So my point was, they're probably tarnishing your image of earthing. Would you agree?
No, I'm not familiar with these, but if there's biomechanical benefits to be had from the shoe, go for it, Byron. what we tell people who are using, who are running barefoot or walking barefoot outside, that in addition to the biomechanical benefits from that, you're also going to get bioelectrical benefits, and that is you're going to get the energy from the earth coming up into your body, which is a whole different dimension from the biomechanics.
Mm. Is there a shoe out there that will allow you to harvest the energy better than others? Do you wear shoes yourself? I'm sure you do.
I work like you a lot at the computer. I'm a writer, mm-hmm. and I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm barefoot on one of these mats, and I sleep at night on an earthing sheet. So I am grounded probably 18 to 20 hours a day.
Wow.
And this has done a lot for me personally. It has reduced, I had a restless leg syndrome. It knocked it out the first night. I'm 73 years old, and as many males my age, I had the tendency to get up at night and relieve myself two or three times a night. Over the course of 3 years now that I've been grounded, that has gone down to zero. Occasionally I'll have to get up, but it's pretty much a rare occurrence now. And that's a big deal because I'm getting a full night of deep sleep. And people who are earthed at night, who ground themselves on these sheets at night, sleep deeper. People with insomnia, they're very often able to sleep readily and deeper. And people with pain issues have much less pain. So this is something really exceptional. It's nothing more than the energy from Mother Earth. It's out there for all of us to have. It's right there.
This has really been an educational and interesting experience. Can you explain to us the name of that sheet that you sleep on and how it physically works? Is it under you, I take it?
It's there are full fitted sheets. There are half sheets. People can get those at earthing.com. They have those products there. You sleep directly on them. It's based on direct skin contact, the skin of your body essentially connected to the skin of the earth, or the sheets, which are basically extension cords of the earth outside. So you can sleep on these sheets. You can have mats at your computer desk. You can have these bands. There's a lot of different options that people can see at that earthing.com website. But we do really recommend that people try to read the book first, Earthing, the Most Important Health Discovery Ever. Get the full story. Go to the website, earthinginstitute.net. You get a lot more details there, and you can see the science.
Really interesting. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. How would you like people to get a hold of you and or check out your book and or your site?
People can find the book at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, at any bookstore. The book is out there. Again, the website, the earthinginstitute.net website. They have any questions, that we have a fact page up there, frequently asked questions. They have any other questions, they can just write to us at there's a contact us page on that website. There's plenty of ways to get information about this, but above all, we really recommend that people read the Earthing book, and that's because that tells the whole story.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much, and really, once again, enjoyed you being on the show, Martin.